This week kicks off Get Ready Week in Queensland, and with that, the Bureau of Meteorology has released their cyclone and severe weather outlook for 2019 and 2020. State Manager Bruce Gunn, what can you tell us about the outlook?
Well, the outlook is for more of the same initially. It's warm and dry for Queensland as a whole. For most of the rest of 2019, there will be the odd shower and storm pop up as is usual, but relief from the drought conditions that have been experienced for quite some time now seems a little bit further away, possibly into 2020.
Wow, that's quite full on. I can't remember a year actually where we haven't had a cyclone come through. Can we expect one of those considering things are hot and dry?
Oh, we'll always have cyclones. The cyclone season is something we need to prepare for every year. Cyclones are a part of life in Queensland. But I think what probably happened is that we'll have a bit of a late start to the wet part of the season. Possibly, you know, early January is when we might see some of those wet season type rains impacting the state. Leading up to that, the fire conditions that we've seen,
right,
quite remarkable fire conditions in September and also again in October, are likely to continue for another month or two, yet November's looking particularly hot and dry according to our seasonal outlooks. And it does start to moderate a bit by December and more so in, as you get into the summer proper of January, February. But I think, you know, people need to be alert for all the hazards that Queensland can throw at us, and they are fairly varied. First up is the continued heat. Heat waves are a hazard for the coming months and into the rest of summer. And dust storms. With the dry conditions out west, the stronger wind changes that come through can pick up a lot of dust and deposit it across the state and even out to the coast. So a bit of a handful for the rest of this year, but some relief in terms of rainfall, I think, in 2020. But with that comes the threat of floods and cyclones. We've never had a season without a major flood or a cyclone impact on Queensland. So that's something that people need to be prepared for, and now's as good a time as any to prepare for that scenario. What if you were affected by that fire or flood or storm or cyclone?
And does the dry weather affect how likely we are to see flooding around regional Queensland?
It does delay flooding to some extent in that the ground is so dry that any heavy rainfall that first falls tend to soak straight into the ground, and it's not until the ground is more saturated that we'll get runoff, and runoff can turn into floods. So it's probably a delayed start to that part of the season. But I think with the conditions we've got at the moment, which are a bit different than normal, we normally talk about El Nino and La Nina in terms of the Pacific Ocean having influence on the Queensland climate. But at the moment, we're in a neutral phase, and the projected models going forward don't really change that. We stay in a neutral phase well into next year. So the other things that are happening at the moment is the Indian Ocean is in an extreme state of a positive Indian Ocean dipole, and that's been suppressing any moisture coming in from the west. So that's keeping things dry, as well as a enhanced southern annular mode, which is pushing higher pressure up to the tropical latitudes, once again suppressing rainfall. So we have to wait for those two climate drivers to subside before the regular summer can get going properly.